doctor, doctor, and doctor. Now, we miss anyone?
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight at 7 o'clock. So you must be here unless you're someplace else that offers better drinks and cocktail weenies. But please, please, we're going to get those next week. I promise you that. And what do we got lined up? We got a lot of great stuff going on. Happy Labor Day for all of you who have taken this day off from your labors to celebrate said labors. And if you are not involved in such labors, don't worry, you'll get there. So what do we got? We're going to have some Meatloaf. We got some Elvis later in the show. We're going to start off with a couple songs from the Danger Mouse and Danielle Lupi joint Rome that came out some years back. And it's fantastic. It's an underappreciated love letter to the scores of various spaghetti westerns. But enough of my blather. Here is the opening track to the Rome soundtrack. Thank you. Meatloaf selling off the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack. Hot Patootie, Bless My Soul. For that Beastie Boys lead off track to 1998's Hell and Nasty, Super Disco Breakin', and two from Danger Mouse and Danielle Lupi from the Rome album, Theme of Rome and The Rose with the Broken Neck featuring Jack White. And Jack White, he's back. We thought he left, but he's back. He's got a great big collection of odds and ends from his career, from White Stripes through Raconteurs and Dead Weather and his various odds and ends. And I'm looking forward to it. There's some nice stuff on there, but I will, I think we are all in desperately need of a new Raconteurs album. So please, someone get that change.org petition up and running, and I will sign it. What do we got next? We got Ground Zero. So sit back and enjoy this well-meaning weirdness.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? Your child is a he'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. Crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
Elvis with In the Ghetto from the Elvis in Memphis album, 1969. That was his comeback album after the comeback special, and he would have come back a lot harder, and then Vegas came a knocking. So we got that. But oh, what a song and what an album. Before that, Aerosmith, remember Walking in the Sand off of their greatest hits. And here's the thing. When people are going to play a song that Aerosmith has covered, they usually go for Come Together, but people overlook this song. And as far as the big Shangri-La's songs go, you know, cover-wise, they're two for three. You have Aerosmith covering Remember Walking in the Sand. You have Johnny Thunders doing a definitive cover of Great Big Kiss. And as for Twisted Sister's cover of Leader of the Pack, that song is used in enhanced interrogation methods in countries with a bad record of that kind of thing, I believe. Anyway, before that, we had Ground Zero doing a cover of El Derecho de Vivir en Paz and their own thing called Chinoshin 3-4, because I don't think we've had enough Japanese free jazz slash metal guitars. And I know you haven't either, because I've been watching you. Anyway, I know we're all over the place with this playlist so far. We know we have the Spaghetti Westerns, we have Rocky Horror Picture Show, we have Ground Zero, but we're going to cleanse the palate real soon with a live set from the Ramones. But first, we're going to have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. And it's from the West Somerville Neighborhood Association. It's Welcome Back, Students. Welcome. Okay. As the new school year begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about the parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. This public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communication and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. You can visit us on the web at westsomerville.org. That's westsomerville.org. So if you know, if you kids are playing that the Montel Jordan, it's getting a bit too loud, you know, just touch base with the neighbors, and then the policia won't be knocking on the door and busting the fun. Just remember that. Anyway, let's have ourselves some live Ramones. Why not? This is from it was included as a bonus track on the reissue of Road to Ruin, but it was originally featured in that seminal classic featuring Ron Howard's brother as the cool guy. Yes, you heard correctly. This is from Rock and Roll High School, and it's a live set that Ramones play at the very end of the movie. So enjoy, and also watch the movie. There's giant dancing lab rats.
Let's go! hitting riff, our number one fan. Take it, Daddy.
What did you do?
And that was Five from the Ramones, Blitzkrieg Bop, Teenage Lobotomy, California Sun, Pinhead, and She's the One. That was from the soundtrack to Rock and Roll High School. And we're going to keep things rolling along right now with one from Iggy Pop, the opening track to his fantastic latest offering, Post-Pop Depression. And he's made some talk about it being his last album, about hanging up his non-existent shirt. But time will tell. Anyway, have some Iggy.
I'm gonna break into your heart. I'm gonna crawl under your skin. I'm gonna break into your heart and follow till I see where you begin.
skin, and the wall comes tumbling down, and you finally let me in. I break into your
if I could spread it up across the sea, I know.
That's Sam and Dave with Hold On, I'm Coming. Before that, we had Springfield, Massachusetts, Brave and Loyal, Taj Mahal with Ain't That a Lot of Love off of the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus. And we start off with Iggy Pop, Gonna Break Into Your Heart from Post-Pop Depression, his latest effort, which I highly advise you to listen to as your attorney. Anyway, before we get going, word about the next song. The name Richard Neville may not mean a lot to a lot of people. However, it's a pretty big name in Australia and the UK, and that's because he, way back in the 60s, started a magazine called Oz, which was pretty much Mad Magazine on a heavy dose of DMT. And it got him into a bit of trouble, you know, as far as content. Some said it was lewd and kind of made him, you know, pack up from Australia and move to London, where he was put on trial for obscenity due to a children's issue. There was something involving Rupert Bear. It's all there on the interwebs. But the magazine also tackled topics like homosexuality, abortion, police brutality, censorship, and it was the big obscenity trial in the UK, and it attracted the attention of people like the great late John Peel, the great late Abbie Hoffman, and John Lennon and Yoko Ono, who put money into the kitty that was the defense fund, and they did so by writing a song which was eventually released on a John Lennon compilation some years back, and here it is right now. And yeah, you know, Richard Neville passed away, which is why I'm talking about all this. And, you know, one of the great unsung fighters for freedom of speech and all that assorted goodness. Anyway, here's John Lennon.
Just remember the street feet seed queen. Okay. Should we go then? Okay, you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Hem, a reading from the Book of London. To see gathered here together this great body of human beauty and fitness and nobleness is to realize what glorious humans have already existed, do exist, and will continue increasingly to exist until all the world beautiful be made over in their image. We know how gods are made. Comes now the time to make a world. Jack London, Honolulu, March 6, 1915.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.